Hello children, this audio clip deals with the subject Computer Applications of Class 10. Today we are going to understand what are library classes. As you know children, a class created by the user is known as user-defined class. But there are some classes available within the Java system in the Java Development Kit or the JDK which provides effective support to the programmers to develop their programming logic. These classes are called library classes. The major component of the JDK 1.5 are the Java class library. It is called JCL, that contains various packages. Some important packages frequently used in a Java program are java.io, java.lang, java.math, java.util, java.applet, java.net, etc. Now, how do we include these packages in a program? To include these packages in a Java program, the keyword import is used. For example, import java.io, java.util, etc. The packet java.lang is imported by default to any Java program. Now let us understand the difference between primitive data type and composite data type. Primitive data types are the fundamental or the basic data types which are created by the system developers. For example, int, float, char, long, etc. Whereas composite data types are a set of primitive data types defined by the user, for example, array, class, interface, etc. Wrapper class is a class that contains the primitive data types. It is found in the java.lang package. For example, integer wrapper class contains the primitive data type int, the character wrapper class contains the primitive data type char, etc. Now we need to understand here that the wrapper class always starts with a capital letter. For example, integer I will start with a capital letter and the primitive data type int I will start with a small letter. We also need a wrapper class to convert the string data type to other primitive data types and vice versa. For example, let us consider the conversion from string to integer data type. Now let us consider take a variable int n, string s equal to 24 within double quotes. So n equal to integer dot parse int within brackets will write s, or we can also write n equal to integer dot value of within brackets s. In order to convert integer to string data type, if it is given int n equal to 24 and string s, so we can write s equal to integer dot string to string within brackets n. Here, the integer type number n equal to 24 gets converted to string. So, s becomes 24. In the same way, we can do the other conversions as well. Thank you.